بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again for having enabled us to complete another day of fast, the 24th day of fast, and alhamdulillah, the 25th night of Taraweeh. We make dua for the way ahead. We firstly pray for acceptance and for steadfastness for what lies ahead, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affords us to see the end of the month in a beautiful manner and blesses us with many good years ahead, so we can try again and again to increase our levels of taqwa in this season, this period in which the acts of worship and attaining taqwa is made easier. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. For the fasting person, there are two joys. There's a joy at the time of iftar, breaking his or her fast, and is a joy, a grand joy, at the time of meeting his Lord. The joy that we get at the time of breaking our fast, we understand, because we've experienced it. But can we imagine the joy at the time of meeting our Lord? I look forward to meeting a relative, or I look forward to meeting a good friend. I look forward to meeting a colleague. I look forward to seeing a place, or just getting back home. We cannot fathom a state where the meeting of the Lord is a highlight, not something that we shy away from, not something that we want to hide from. There are people who live such lives. The only reason why they want to hang on to life in this dunya is because they fear meeting Allah. Because they know at the back of their minds what's in store. They know at the back of their minds that there's no escape from what they've done. And as a result, they fear meeting the Lord whom they have wronged as far as their relationship with Him is concerned. Because He's giving all the time. He's enabling all the time. He's bestowing all the time. And if I do not give him his right, and this is something unique. Rasulullah ﷺ was sitting with Mu'adh ibn Jabal one day, and he said, Ya Mu'adh, do you know what is haqqullahi ala ibadi? What is the right of Allah over his servants? And Mu'adh said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his messenger ﷺ knows best. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Haqqullahi 'ala al-'ibad alla yushriku bihi shay'a." The right of Allah over his servants is that they ascribe none as partner with him. Living a life where Allah is at the fore and Allah is given priority, and Allah is the one whom we always want to please, and Allah is not out of the equation, and every single day there's quality time given to my relationship with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, because every single day is precious and every single day may be my last. We make dua for good long lives, but the reality of the matter is that every day is precious, and every day is what? Is a gift, and every day is only bestowed so that we can prepare for that meeting with Him. That's why the reason, and this is a sign of Allah's grand mercy and Allah's love for His creation and Allah's favor of His creation, the only reason why everyone is still around, because people are doing wrongs. The only reason why people are still around is because Allah is giving them time to reflect. Allah is giving them time to return. Allah is giving them time to put their books in order. Now, speaking about the book, there are books, we believe that there are books that we are going to see in the Akhirah. And one verse that always hits me is that the reality of the matter is this: you embody what you've done on earth. You may be your own witness against yourself, and Allah says this, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Rather, man will give insight against himself. Meaning he will be able to testify against himself. And this is the reality. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. Even if he flings, even if he throws, even if he forwards all the excuses he can come up with. I should curb my mind and be honest with myself and see where I am at. Especially now nearing the end of this month. May Allah grant us tawfiq. May Allah save us from hypocrisy. But the reality is, I cannot fool myself. Because on that day there will be no hiding. There will be no excuses allowed. And even if I were to forward anything, it won't matter. Because I stand as testimony against myself. So speaking about the book, people will be shown their books. اقرأ كتابك. Read your book. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Sufficient are you yourself to take reckoning of yourself. Reckon with yourself. And Allah will ask people, after having shown them what they have done in the record, Allah will ask, do you deny any of this? Do you deny any of this? There will be people, however, who will be pardoned from the get-go. Rasulullah ﷺ said, there's a huge amount of my ummah who will be allowed entry. They will be allowed entry into paradise without reckoning and without punishment. May Allah make us of them. Because man husiba uzib, whoever is to be reckoned with will be experiencing a type of torment. Imagine you reckoned with about all your dunya and your lata. And then there'll be people who will be taken aside. And their reckoning will be done in private. And they'll be told, like you covered the faults of others in the dunya, we'll cover you today. And then there's the shaheed. And then there's the grouping. Now. And there's no, you will think time, everyone individual will be reckoned with. There won't be time, there will just be an existence. But the book will be there. But now imagine this scene, I want to come to this scene here. Lots of powerful verses. Surah Qiyamah was there. There will be faces. It will be radiant. May we be of the radiant faces. Allowed to look at our Lord, because that will be the bonus beyond Jannah. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. Allah says in Surah Yunus, for those who have done good, there is the ultimate beauty and then there's more. What? For those who have done good, there's Al-Husna, the ultimate beauty, which is Jannah, most scholars say. But what is more? Then that, Mufassirun say, the more is most likely the honor of looking at Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu. But there'll be other faces who will be basira, frowning on that day, worried. Worried because they realize there's a huge calamity, no calamity that we've ever experienced can be compared to this. And then, waylu yawmaydin al-mukadhibin, over and over and over. Those who belied, those who belied, those who belied the message, those who belied the truth, those who belied the guidance, woe to them on that day. We have no doubt in the message of Rasulullah SAW. We have no doubt in the message of the Quran. We have no doubt in the existence of our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no doubt in the Akhirah. We have no doubt that one day we're going to be presented in front of Him. But the verse is what? I'm still coming to the verse. When the jinn heard this ayat, group of jinn, the whole surah jinn, there's no need to be afraid of surah jinn kan Allah. وَأَنَّ مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِطُونَ. There is amongst them believers and there is amongst them who are not. They are accountable like us. And the Surah al-Jinn, two-thirds of it, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoting the jinn after they were fortunate to hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite ayat of Quran to them. Imagine the Nabi's voice. The jinn heard it, and when they heard this haqq on his tongue sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Noor ala Noor, they said, we've heard a miraculous, outstanding recited text. Aman Nabi. We believe in it. Walan nushrika. We will never ascribe partners with our Lord. Walan nushrika bi Rabbina ahada. It's about connecting and being steadfast. Huh? Don't worry about what they say. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Be patient of what others are saying about us. They were saying things about us. Yeah. And if you must deal with them, wahjurhum hajran jameela. If you want to distance yourself beautifully. Look at the command to Rasulullah SAW and command to us. But we must connect. Stand up at night and connect. We cannot be stressed about what people are saying about the Muslim Ummah. Naam. And then we're not reconnecting with Allah, trying our own. We signed some documents, accords, signed some documents and stuff, and then we got me there. No? And then we do the other things, but we're not calling on Allah. Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam, people can be, but us personally, the only way we can survive here, the only way we are going to survive in this dunya, with all that is placed in front of us by Allah's decree, and with all that comes in front of us by on the hands of man, the only way we're going to survive is if we connect with Allah. Nabi Muhammad said, Allah told him from the start of the mission, connect, connect, connect. Qum al-layl, stand up at night, O Muhammad. I love you, but stand up. You have the connection with me, you have the connection with Allah, but stand up. Connect even more. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, connecting, connecting, connecting. All the time. All those verses, think about it. Allah praises the musalleen. People are going to be stressed on that day. Illa al-musalleen, except those who connected with Allah. Musalleen, salah, connect. And with the salah, they had other attributes. Because the salah was done correctly, they spent correctly, they protected themselves, they were loyal, trustworthy, all those attributes. But connect. So what's the ayah I want to come to, which is a profound ayah? And may we all be of this state on that day. That day we think of Qiyamah as such an intense space. But there'll be people who will be confident on that day. Not shy, not hiding, not hesitating. They'll call the malaika, they'll call others, Ha'un, come here. Iqra'u kitabiya, read my book, I have nothing to hide. Read my book. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. I always knew that I would be reckoned with, so I prepared myself. Look at that state. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. As for those people who will be granted the books in their right hands, may we be of them. Allah says they will say, Ha'um. It's a profound statement, profound call. It's like it's not restricted. Any one of you, all of you, no matter when, here's my book. اقرأوا كتابيا. Read my book. I'm not going to read it and skip a few things and enhance my accent and just beautify. No, no, no. Please hear that. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حسابيا. I was sure that I would meet my reckoning. And if we are sure, that's what the other ayah in Sabah. The only reason why they are tests here, Allah says, so that you can show us which of you believe with surety in the Akhirah and which of you are in doubt. We do not doubt. And as a result, we prepare every day, even if it be some, but quality time. Allah says, such a person, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. Such a person will be in a contented existence, a contented life there. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. In high gardens. High gardens, but all its fruits and benefits will be near for him to access. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. And he and she will be said, will be addressed, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا. Eat and drink in complete enjoyment, with no concern, no worry, no hesitation, no doubt. Why? بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Because of all that you have done in the past days. The idea is this, that we have a vision in mind. There was a book, Masna, the vision. You see, the power of thought, the power of the niyyah. I mean, Islam says that, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. We're not about cold rituals, we're about the intention first. And the intention drives me. And can the goal be, can the vision be, that we want to make that day when we meet Allah the best day of our existence? Can it be? If it is at the fore all the time, and we make the dua, Ya Allah, help me to make that day when I meet you the best day of my existence. Then every day, somehow I will invest, put away for that day. And I'll watch what I do and what I say. And I won't make my life about play. I will sometimes, but I won't make my life about it. You with me? But that's what it's about. The vision. May we all be of those who are confident on that day. And with faces radiant on that day. And we from this dunya, the only reason why we want more time here is that we can prepare more. But we would love to meet Allah.
You know why? Because I end with this. Nabi Muhammad SAW said, "Man ahabba liqa'a Allahi, ahabba Allahu liqa'a." Whosoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet that person. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, this night here, 25th night, is also special. It's a hadith in Tirmidhi, where Rasulullah SAW said that the Quran was sent down to Baytul Izzah, a house similar to the house, to the Kaaba, directly above the Kaaba in the first Sama. It was sent down to that space, and from there, it was different verses were revealed to Rasulullah SAW over the 23 years of prophethood. But it was sent to Baytul Izzah, that space in the first Sama, after 24 days of Ramadan had passed. Meaning, the 25th night. Think about it. Every night we're standing, alhamdulillah. 10:15 to about 10:15, 11:30. You're all welcome to come. But it's about the individual ibadah. It's about the individual sacrifice and the individual attempts to draw close to Allah. And ultimately, ameen, may Allah make us all deserving of experiencing Laylatul Qadr. May Allah make us all deserving of the reward of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah make us deserving of the barakah and the nur and the rahmah of Laylatul Qadr. And may Allah make us of those who granted acceptance in this month. Us and our loved ones. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.